Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome to our show today with our special guest, Mark Stephen Pooler, who is known as the Global Profile Builder. Mark is the founder, editor-in-chief, and media and news publisher of MSP News Global, where he oversees the company's media business, as well as its intersection with global business leaders. Prior to joining MSP News Global in 2020, Mark spent his time as a professional speaker, international best-selling author, radio host, and PR and media specialist. He is the founder of TMSP Agency, a premium media and PR agency. Mark is an inspirational speaker and PR expert, and he is a fun, loving, and focused PR expert who works with high-profile, high-value individuals and supports them in getting seen, heard, and noticed with worldwide digital media so they become known globally. Mark, welcome to our show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Catherine. I'm really looking forward to being on your show. And thank you for the lovely introduction as well.
You're welcome, Mark. It is my pleasure to have you here. I know you have a lot of great things to share with us today, and I am excited to dig in. How about you?
I'm really looking forward to digging in, Catherine.
Excellent. Well, let's get started today by sharing a little bit about what got you into this line of work as a PR and media specialist.
I would love to, Catherine. So the start of my entrepreneurship journey, I was a mobile hairdresser. I'd worked in salons for many, many years. I had had enough of working for other people, making them lots of money and not making much money for myself. So I became an entrepreneur and set up my own business as a freelance hairstylist. A year into my business, I joined a network marketing company. That was amazing. It opened up the world of personal development, and I really thought I can really change direction and do other things apart from hairdressing. And I did network marketing for 2 years, recruited a team of 60, built business in 6 different countries. And one day I was watching the speakers on stage at one of the network marketing events, sharing their personal stories. And I have a big story of bullying, drug addiction, mental health, and collapsing and dying from drug use. And I was watching the speakers and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to speak on stage. So I left network marketing to become a speaker around 3-4 years ago now. I spoke all over the UK, didn't earn any money, just making a name for myself. I did become a best-selling author. I spoke on the same stage as Jack Canfield in Toronto. And then I was interviewed on a radio show to an audience of 3 million, like we're doing today in the USA. And they asked me, would I like to be a co-host of the radio show. So obviously I said yes, and that opened me up to the world of media and PR, which I do today. And it really is my passion, Catherine. As a child, I used to do television extras, drama. And my mum said to me, you need to get a real job. And that was why I went in to hairdressing. So now, following my passion of doing PR, media, appearing on radio, getting my clients featured in major publications on radio, I really feel like I'm following that childhood dream, what I was scared to follow when I was younger.
That's wonderful. And what a journey it took to get you to that point.
It's been a roller coaster, Catherine, yes.
Yes. Well, it sounds like it. You said that you have a story of bullying, collapsing and dying from drug use. Tell us a little bit more about that. I think all of our listeners, including myself, are very curious about what is there more behind that.
Certainly. So I was heavily bullied at primary school about the way I looked. So every day it would be big chin, big ears. I've actually had cosmetic surgery because of the bullying when I got older from being called big chin and big ears for so many years. And also about my sexuality at primary school before I knew my own sexuality. So when I went to secondary school, the bullying was a lot worse. I remember one of the hard lads of class come and kicked me in my back on my way home for no reason. I had to run the 3 miles home that day. So the bullying was really, really bad. It left me with low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and obviously a really bad education because I didn't concentrate at school. I used to play up to make people laugh to calm down the bullying. So I left school at the age of 15, a really bad education. I did start hairdressing, which was great. That built my confidence. I learned business skills. But I started partying heavily and taking party drugs. So by the age of 21, my drug habit had become out of control and I was addicted to crack cocaine and heroin. I went out on a party night out with friends, tried a new clubbing drug, having the time of my life 1 minute. The next minute, I woke up in hospital. I just collapsed and died. So I had bruises all up my arms where adrenaline had been pumped into me to bring me back to life. My chest was all shaven where shock pads had been used on my chest to bring me back to life. I was living a bad life. It was going nowhere, Catherine. I slowly started to rebuild my life from that moment. I didn't go to see a doctor and take substitute drugs. I did it from using the power of my mind and the power of thought. I cold turkeyed and went through the pain for a couple of weeks of hot and cold shivers. I would like to mention, if anyone is suffering with addiction out there, my advice would be to seek medical assistance. I'm not advising against that. That's what they are there for, to support you. But I did it by myself, just by using the power of thought. And that is why it's so important to think about the thoughts that you're putting into your mind, because you can create a good reality or you can create a bad reality. And I'm an example of that, from the bad life I have lived to the reality that I have created now.
Definitely. But I'm curious, how did you, here you are having come from this traumatic experience of dying and coming back to life, because as you said, you were just down this really terrible path, right? And of this terrible path of drug addiction. And you went from that to, it sounds like quite a turnaround, to being able to make the decision that you're not going to seek the standard assistance and that you are going to really utilize the power of your mind, which is very powerful. So how did you come about making that decision?
So it sounds very smooth, Catherine, but it wasn't. A few days after I was in hospital, my mum caught me taking crack cocaine in my bedroom. I still lived with my parents at the time. She kicked me out the family home. She ran outside with the crack pipe, chucked it down the drain, and she kicked me out of the family home. That was the best thing she could have ever have done for me, because you end up like the people that you are closest to. So I moved away from the area where I was living, where I was around bad associations. I always say, have a look at the people that you are closest to. And would you ask yourself the question, would you swap places with those people? If the answer is no, it's time to change your circle. People will either lift you up or drag you down. So I moved away from all the associations I was surrounded by that were dragging me down. I had to start looking after myself. I had a small studio flat, excuse me, and it went from me having everything done for me to having to look after myself. A good friend gave me a Law of Attraction book at the time, well before The Secret movie and The Secret book was out. It was years and years ago. And I read this book and I thought, there's definitely something in this. The thoughts that you put into your mind really do have an outcome on the reality that you're creating. So I slowly started to use the Law of Attraction. I did give up the strong drugs straight away, crack cocaine and heroin, just by using the power of my mind. But it was still a slow road to recovery. For a few years, I did carry on partying and taking softer party drugs, but I was off the strong drugs. And like I said, it wasn't as smooth as it originally sounded, Catherine. It was a slow road to recovery.
Thank you. I appreciate you expanding on that and pointing out that it was not a smooth journey, because I think that so many times when we share our stories like this to the listener, it often does come across as, wow, that was so easy. How did you get so lucky? Because they weren't there. They didn't see it. They didn't experience it like we do when we're in the middle of that.
Yes, it certainly wasn't easy. I've had relationship breakdowns. I've suffered with stress, anxiety, depression. I have had traumas in my life, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And there is always hope at the end of the tunnel. I would always say, anyone suffering with any kind of hardships, addictions, if they're being bullied, the first step to recovery is to admit you have a problem before anyone can help you. I admitted that I had a problem. Seek mentors, people that you can confide in, friends, mentors, teachers, because you should never, ever have to suffer alone. But it starts with admitting yourself that you have a problem.
Yes, absolutely. That is a great message, that one, admit it, and two, make sure that you don't do it alone, that you're not suffering alone, and that you're not also growing alone. You mentioned a bit ago about the importance of being conscientious of who you surround yourself with, and the people that are around you are either going to drag you down or they're going to lift you up.
It's so, so true. And you hear so many gurus saying this, but it really, really is true. The people you are surrounded by will have an impact on the person you become and the realities that you create. That's why it's so important to have great mentors and teachers and people to admire and people to learn from as well. There's so many great inspirational leaders, gurus out there. choose your friends wisely, because people will lift you up or they will drag you down.
Yes, absolutely. Now let's transition into where you're at now and what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about the career path that you're on currently, and how are you helping others?
So I was led into media and PR through the radio show that I was a co-host of, which I have done now for the last couple of years. And I have had such an exciting journey over the last couple of years. I was already doing radio. I was doing all kinds of media coverage, major publications, press features for my clients. Then at the beginning of this year, 2020, I decided to launch a couple of new businesses. So my media business, I relaunched as an agency, TMSP Agency, which is a premium media and PR agency. And I also really, really excited about this as well. I launched my own publishing platform, MSP News Global. They have both taken off so, so well. I've had such an exciting year with both launches. I support high profile, high value individuals to be seen, heard, and get noticed with worldwide digital media to become known globally. What I do for my clients, Catherine, written credibility articles, expert positioned radio interviews, television interviews, major publication and press features. It's really, really important, especially in today's modern world, how we have all been living through a pandemic, to be seen, heard, and get noticed in the digital world. And that is what I do, Catherine, help my clients to get exposure, visibility, build their credibility, authority, get expert positioned, which leads to building trust, which leads to attracting clients.
Thank you, Mark. What you do is very important for business owners, because it is very critical to be able to get out and to be seen. And if we're not seen, then people won't know who we are. They won't know how to find us. So how can people find you, Mark, if they're looking for that possibility of getting out and being seen, building that trust that you spoke about? What is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yes, Catherine. I'd just like to add, advertising is not always the best way anymore. And what I do, it gives my clients a third party credibility. It's not them just putting out an advertisement. It's someone else singing their praises for them, which leads to bigger trust, which gives them bigger credibility, which helps them to attract clients much more easier. So I would say it's a better way of putting money to PR and media coverage in the digital world, rather than just paying money on ads, which aren't as effective anymore. If anyone out there would like to be seen, heard, and get noticed with worldwide digital media, they can simply reach out to me to book a Zoom get together where we can have a coffee over Zoom at www.contactmark.me. That's contactmark.me, and it's Mark with a K. I'll say that once more, contactmark.me. They can schedule a meeting there, and also all of my social media platforms can be found there as well, Catherine.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And again, for the listeners, if you are looking to become known within your industry through your company or your organization, make sure that you reach out to Mark at www.contactmark.me. And that's Mark, M-A-R-K. Thank you so much, Mark, for being with us today and for sharing that incredible story.
Catherine, I really, really appreciate the opportunity to come on your amazing show. You're doing a great job in this world. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Catherine, for inviting me as a guest. I've really enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.